Donald Platt's poems are fearless and generous aria narratives, each distilling complex essences into a single telling scene. The words of poet Jane Hirschfield introduce this Poets Weave program of Donald Platt's poems. Platt is an associate professor of English at Purdue and lives in West Lafayette. I am Jenny Kander. Sizzling Happy Family. The mother and father who brought me into this life on the cusp of the crab and the lion now forget to eat. They line up their dozens of pills on the formica counter and swallow them with over-diluted orange juice concentrate. When we visit, I find nothing for dinner but three frozen chicken pot pies. I take my two children grocery shopping and cook for all of us my own bastard version of Sizzling Happy Family, that ancient Chinese meal of pork, chicken, beef, and seafood grilled together with vegetables. My wife and I eat no meat, so I sauté tiger shrimp and garlic, scallops, squid, summer squash, red peppers, asparagus, snow peas, and Maine mussels with bunches of cilantro and purple basil chopped. I season it with coarse sea salt and fresh ground pepper and serve it with a pyramid of corn on the cob picked that day. My mother and father stare at the steaming platter of smells and colors harvested from the earth and ocean, cooked for them in desperation and hunger by one of their two middle-aged sons. Slowly, tentatively, they help themselves to the strange food. My mother picks up a mussel in its shell, steamed open like an iris in late April to reveal its blue and white enameled inner petals. She teases out the plump, sexual meat and chews its tender saltiness. My father reaches for the corn, then spears asparagus and shrimp together on the tines of his trembling fork. "Remember," he turns to my mother, "Napoli, that little trattoria where we ate linguine with artichoke hearts? And how we saw octopi hung on clotheslines with the day's wash?" My mother holds up a sunburst of squid like a wild wedding ring and stuffs it whole into her mouth. "Yes," she replies, "and the red table wine cheap as water, and us on Pegasus, our Harley, cruising down the Costa Brava, after the war, past the entire Third Army on manoeuvres, all those catcalls." They laugh together and have forgotten us. 60 years slip like an avalanche from their shoulders. It is another country. They live on kisses and calamari, tasting everything the waiter puts before them. Cerviche, its raw scallops, onions, and green peppers, over which my father squeezes lime juice bright and astringent as sunlight. Then fritto misto. "Keep eating," I want to tell them. "Remember how hungry you are for all of this. Belch. Throw down the napkin stained with the prints of your lips. Order coffee and the pears with rum. Have them flame it. Don't leave the table. Not yet." Cartwheels. That truly the body is a wheel in perpetual motion, that it was never meant to stand upright on two flat feet rooted firmly to the ground, but instead to bend sapling supple at the waist and hurl itself down and sideways so that the limbs spread out like a starfish's arms from the hub of the solar plexus and become spokes that connect to an invisible circumference, rim that keeps rolling the body around our living room, is the unlikely theorem that my daughter proves over and over. But how long it took her to master the cartwheel's fluid geometry. Days, weeks of flailing legs, bruised knees, palms burning, her torso wobbling and toppling into a tangle of limbs. But then that moment when the body, which had been a teetering top, suddenly came into true, and the centre of balance shifted a few millimetres, and she was cartwheeling our worn kitchen linoleum where I stooped scrubbing the crusted dishes and sighing over my dying parents as she showed me another way of walking this weighted world. These have been poems by Donald Platt from his book My Father Says Grace. This is the Poets Weave, and I am Jenny Kander.